Hello and welcome to another Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 25 and we're reading verses 14 to 20.
One of the servants told Nabal's wife Abigail, David sent messengers from the desert to give our master his greetings, but he hurled insults at them. Yet these men were very good to us. They did not mistreat us. And the whole time we were out in the fields near them, nothing was missing. Night and day they were a wall around us all the time we were herding our sheep near them. Now think it over and see what you can do, because disaster is hanging over our master and his whole household. He is such a wicked man that no one can talk to him. Abigail lost no time. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 seahs of roasted grain, 100 cakes of raisins, and 200 cakes of pressed figs, and she loaded them on donkeys. Then she told her servants, "Go on ahead, I'll follow you." But she did not tell her husband Nabal. As she came riding her donkey into a mountain ravine, there were David and his men descending towards her, and she met them.
Our focus is on verse 19. But she did not tell her husband Nabal. Nabal's wife could have sought to reason with him, to explain her plan, to seek his agreement. But she knew that her words would have fallen on deaf ears. It was time for generous action if lives were to be saved, even if it was against the cultural norm. Actions speak louder than words, they say, and sometimes when we know what is the right thing to do, we need to get on and do it. Talking about it can complicate matters, cause unnecessary delay, or even dissuade us from action. James chapter 4 and verse 17 puts it bluntly. Anyone, then, who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sins. Everyday situations can offer us opportunities to do good and, whether we are recognised or not, acts of kindness out of our love for Christ can result in changed lives and situations. So let today be a day of generous action, not simply good intentions. A prayer. Lord Jesus, please give us the courage to do what is right, even in the face of hostility and opposition. Help us to avoid inactivity because of what others might say or think, and keep our focus on serving you. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.